What's going to happen to the feds, we don't know, and that may have a major, major impact on what the outcome of the final budget is.
A regional look at the governor's proposed budget and how the neighborhood kids are spending winter break. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Last week, we reported on the governor's proposed budget and the funds in it for local projects. Region-wide, Governor Sean Parnell's $1.8 billion capital budget includes about $250 million for Southeast Alaska, including ferry money. Other marine highway items include new fast ferry engines, improvements to the Prince Rupert Terminal, and money for maintenance. And there's about $16 million for harbor projects in Sitka, Saxman, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway. Haines Representative Bill Thomas, who co-chairs the House Finance Committee, says it's good news for the region's fishermen and other boat owners.
And I'm not sure if you reference it this way, but it's the Fishermen's Road to Resources. I know in talking to them that that was a concern.
Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson agrees.
These are harbors that they've needed repairs for some time, and it's hard for the communities to have enough money to do it. And this harbor grant fund is a 50-50, so the community has to have 50% of the funds, and then the state matches it.
About another $8 million is in the budget for harbor work in other parts of the state, including Unalaska, Nome, Seldovia, and Seward. One of the largest Southeast appropriations is for the capital city's State Library, Archives, and Museum building. Parnell proposes allocating $20 million toward the $120 million project. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says that, plus money already in the bank, is good news.
That's going to give us enough money to really start construction on this facility. You know, it's not just a Juneau facility, it's a statewide facility, but it surely benefits Juneau.
The budget also proposes transferring $60 million to Alaska Class Ferry construction. The money has already been appropriated, but needs to be moved to a different account. That will make a total of $120 million allocated to the ship, though more may be needed. The budget includes some money for energy projects, but some lawmakers say it's not enough. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman is among those pushing for a transmission line connecting Cake to Petersburg and the Southern Southeast Power Grid. Stedman, who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says it could lower power costs.
Cake runs their community on diesel, and they have a fish processing plant that runs on diesel. Well, we all know that diesel electrical generation makes you non-competitive, and the community residents trying to light their homes and live a reasonable standard of living comparative to the rest of the communities in Southeast or the major communities. Makes it very difficult.
He and Thomas say they're unhappy Parnell left the power line out of his spending plan. Other major projects include the Ketchikan Bridge repairs, Sitka Water Treatment System improvements, a Yakutat Airport perimeter fence, and roadwork in Wrangell and Petersburg. Links to the full list are posted on our website. Parnell's proposed spending plan is just one step in budget development. Egan, who serves on the Senate Finance Committee, says the project list will grow.
We've already been talking, and we are going to have some meetings of some legislators and try to go through the budget and figure out what we can do to supplement some of the problems that we face at a local level and try to supplement what the governor has done.
Parnell says his capital and operating budgets should slow or reduce spending. Wilson says lawmakers will also look at cuts.
We have to make sure that what we put in the budget is sustainable, and that's a difficult thing to do, and so he worked on it some, but we'll be working on it more when we get to Juneau.
And then there's other factors. State budgets depend heavily on funds from a variety of federal programs. Thomas expects to see cuts.
What's going to happen to the feds, we don't know, and that may have a major, major impact on what the outcome of the final budget is.
The legislature begins meeting January 17th. The Haines Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee meets Tuesday night to discuss land use and ownership for the Haines Comp Plan. It's a continuation of a talk that's meant to guide infrastructure and land development so there is an adequate future supply of land for commercial and industrial uses, residential living, and recreation. The group, including members of the Planning Commission, is also looking into improvements for pedestrian traffic, energy efficiency, reduced carbon emissions, public access to waterfront, and protection of drinking water and salmon habitat. The Planning Commission work session to discuss land use for the Haines Comprehensive Plan is Tuesday, December 20th at 6 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. How do you improve Southeast Alaska's economy? Business, government, and nonprofit group leaders met in Juneau last week to share and refine their ideas. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on the Southeast Alaska Economic Development Cluster Summit.
The conference brought together groups concentrating on forest, ocean, and visitor products. It also included a group trying to develop a regional renewable energy industry.
The goal is to create viable economic activity in Southeast Alaska and the Tongass.
Ketchikan's John Sun co-chairs the Ocean Products Group.
And the measurement is creating new jobs, at least stopping the population drop in Southeast, and creating more private sector investment and private sector business in Southeast Alaska.
Sund is one of the more than 130 people involved in the four cluster groups since they began in 2011. A cluster is sort of like a committee or task force. It brings together individuals, companies, and agencies in the same business and geographic area. Members work on ways to collaborate as well as develop new products or initiatives. The visitor industry cluster, for example, has already worked with the Forest Service to increase tour access to Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier area. It also wants to spread tourism beyond cruise line ports.
There are some communities that are never going to see any ships.
Juneau's Sharon Gateman, who works in marketing, co-chairs the visitor products group.
And so between them and our hubs, Ketchikan, Juneau, it's about developing itineraries to capture those more independent visitors.
Co-chair Wade Zammit of Ketchikan-based Sea Alaska Timber Corporation says it's been trying to avoid duplication with another recent group.
We also began making, the necessary steps for a formal process of communication with the State Timber Task Force to make sure that, you know, we're working cooperatively on initiatives and not creating redundancy, but building on what each other's doing.
The group also wants Alaska's congressional delegation to push through legislation designating lands for timber harvest in the region. But Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, speaking from Washington via video conference, say that won't happen anytime soon or at all. They warned that the Tongass has become as controversial as ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
You all need to be pragmatic in your approach there, that at this point in time, the support, at least with this particular administration, to advance such legislation is probably pretty questionable.
The Renewable Energy Group is just getting going since there's little industry so far. Co-chair Brandon Smith of Juneau's Alaskan Brewing Company says it's looking at tidal, wind, geothermal, biomass, and small hydro.
Big hydro projects kind of have a lot of their support structure already in place in developing those. So we chose to focus on some of the smaller ones that may need a little help in becoming part of this industry.
The Renewable Energy Group asked Begich and Murkowski to find funds to help with research and development. The senators like the idea of using Southeast as a testing ground, but both say the money won't come easily.
I think all of us understand that to be more energy independent in this country, we're going to have a diverse portfolio. We see some great opportunities, but they're going to be some tight because these are the budgets that people go after because they say, oh, they don't see the results right away.
The Ocean Products Group is focusing on sea otter management, education and training, and salmon habitat restoration, among other issues. Wrangell's Julie Decker co-chairs that group.
The area where the United States has been strong has been innovation, and that's where we need, that's sort of our key area where we can still have a competitive advantage.
The summit was not the end of the cluster group's work. They will continue refining their ideas and choosing which ones to push the most. The event and the larger effort have been organized by the Juneau Economic Development Council. Funding has come from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which has committed another $100,000 for continued work. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
schools out for winter break. Panthers, Glacier Bears, and Klukwan students are released from classes over Hanukkah, Christmas, and New Year's holidays. School resumes for students on January 3rd for Klukwan and teachers in service, and January 4th for other students. But before they left the classroom, Haynes High School student and radio class reporter Chris Turner interviewed fellow classmates on what goes on during winter break.
That feeling that you get in the morning when you walk out into the living room and start opening up gifts.
Jordan Badger, Grace Jones, and James Morgan talk about what they do over Christmas break.
For this Christmas break, I'm just going to hang out with my family, play basketball, and watch lots of movies and read books.
I will probably play basketball.
Actually, when it starts, I'm going to be going to a JV tournament for basketball in Juneau.
One reason I'm looking forward to Christmas break is because you get to sleep in. You don't have any homework, and it's pretty much a free-for-all. Do what you want, except for when your parents tell you you can't do something.
We have a big group dinner with multiple families.
One of our family traditions is we decorate our house really pretty, and we bake cookies at my grandma's house.
One year we went to Arizona for Christmas, and it was really warm the rest of the year that we were there, but then on the day of Christmas, it snowed, and it was just crazy.
This is Chris Turner from the Haynes High School signing off.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and Chris Turner for their contributions to this report.